nothing to do with your reward,
as
because me and those that hate me, for instance, will come before the face of Jesus Christ, and everyone will answer for themselves. So, sorry, brother, if I'm doing something that you don't like, because I have to answer, not before you, amen? So everybody just relax and live your life as if this is your last day alive upon this earth, and you have to do everything that you can possibly do, give the best. This is how I preach all my messages. And this message is not going to be any different. You want to have success? Live as if this is your last day alive. You want the glory of God? Live as this is all you have, because really that's how it is. As soon as I leave these doors, no one can guarantee no longer my life or yours. So, beloved, if you're thinking you're going to walk into your destiny one day, I got to tell you, you're in it right now. Where are you? Where are you heading? Oh, you're waiting? You're not going to get it. You have to do it now. Now. What you have in your hands is now. And this is what I've learned to use. And I'm using now. I'm not using tomorrow. Amen. So, beloved, we will go into the Word, and I will speak today. It's a very good thought that came some time ago. You know, I've touched down upon some parts of this message, but today I just want to summarize it all and bring it out, that every one of us understand what is it? Ability to see the spirit realm. What is it to understanding what you see? Church, we can't even imagine. You know why everything is so far away, so lost, so deeply lost? Because church does not see the Father that creates. Oh, we'll go somewhere. So the message is called, you're not dreaming about those things that you don't see. I'm explaining. Oh, you'll say, yeah, I'm dreaming. No, you're not. If all of your life, everything that you've seen in your life is bicycle from Ukraine, and you've never even smelled what is a Mercedes or a BMW, you will dream only about this bicycle Ukraine that has a portable compartment somewhere in the back. Some brothers know exactly what I'm talking about. We had the same thing as well. Your dream and your actions are based upon the seed and the image that you've received. For instance, how can you dream about something you've never seen? You can't dream about it if you've never encountered it. You can't dream until you see. A human being is this being. It does not dream about what it does not know. It does not happen like that. Even Peter, he would have never walked on water if he would never see, if he wouldn't know, if he wouldn't encounter. Beloved, you know why church is paralyzed and dead? We've never seen how someone walks on water. We've never seen how the eyes of the blind open. We've never seen how after someone who's dead for a week is resurrected. I believe that someday it's going to come. No, it's not going to come. Because when it comes, when you will see it. But here's this small element. To see and to act in it requires something. You cannot just simply see and just go for it. Because you have to break something in yourself. Somewhere, you have to break all these compromises. Already, you have to lose all your friends somewhere here. What's going to happen at the end of the world? The end of the world, Pastor. Answer, what are you thinking about the end of the world? I don't know. Are you afraid? No, because I'm dead already. I died. That's it. I buried everything with Jesus right there on the cross. I buried everything. You know who worries? The one who is planning on living through it all.
Tsunami,
radiation.
What?
Oh, poor. Poor spiritual being of mine. You're sitting there and worrying. Oh, probably the news channel does not shut off. You know, I fear for you. You're thinking of living tomorrow.
Тебе подарено сегодня.
All you have is today, Christian.
Этот день
this
используй
day,
для того, чтобы еще одну бомбу сбросить
so
в царство сатаны.
Throw another bomb into the kingdom of Satan.
Если даже радиация будет,
even if there will be radiation,
в радиационном состоянии сатане еще что-нибудь там
рот. Even in that condition, I will do something to the devil. I really don't care.
Ползем, пока дышим, церковь.
We are moving while we're breathing, church.
Кричим, пока кричим.
We are screaming while we can. We're moving when we are able.
О, христианство не знает,
Christianity does not know. What is it?
Боже мой.
My God.
Ты не мечтаешь о том,
you don't dream about those things that you don't see. A human being is this creation that only creates by what it is sees. We're sitting with guys talking. Talking. Let me see your iPad, for instance. As soon as he touched it, he played with buttons, and he says, I want it too. I want it. Why didn't you want it before? Because he didn't know. He didn't see. Beloved, we have to understand this element in the spirit realm, it's exactly the same way as in the physical realm. You will not want if you will not see. That is why trailblazers and pioneers have to come that against everything will get in there and will bring his glory. So everybody else that can't even enter, they will see someone that walks on water. You hear me? You're not dreaming about those things that you don't know. Everything that you dream about is that what you know. Everything that you have is what you've dreamed about and you've got to it. Everywhere you want to move in God is nothing but the things you've read in the book, saw at the conference or encounter some sort of man, and that's it. Oh, but there are those that try to get things from heaven, and this is what I'm talking about here. I know
that
not everyone is meant to go up there in the same day. There are those, the trailblazers, that have serious shields, and people that are raising up all over the face of the earth that will no longer go through compromise. Because church, there's really nothing to lose. Tell me, what is there to lose in that, you know, ridiculous churches, you know, that are dead? What are you, all you're going to lose is your membership. That's it. Hello? I will hold every, you know, I'm holding myself in hands right now. Are you receiving something for yourself? I'm getting something as well.
Look,
you know why church of our day is not doing anything, it's not going anywhere. You know? Some say, oh, he's attacking the church. He is attacking the church. Stop. We're not talking about attacking and discussing denominations. We are speaking about that someone is committing compromises and is not shown what needs to be shown. The previous generation before us didn't give us anything. I did not receive anything.
Yeah.
Thank you for the Bible. Thank you. Maybe this funny translation in Russian, but at least thank you for that. Praise the Lord that I know other languages and I can at least discern what is where. Listen. Because it did not see. The church did not see. You know where I'm speaking to right now? I'm not speaking to the crowd. Right now, I'm speaking into the hearts of pioneers and champions that right now are listening to me, and this will get you like never before. Because you have been born by God. Because have you asked yourself a question? Why do you look like an elephant? I'm not talking about physically. You're so thick-skinned, you're so big and so calm. Why? Because you'll need it soon.
Amen?
Or on the other side, why? We see the church
that is
I mean, does what it does right now, because this is everything that she's seen. You know why you want to go into missions? Guess why? Guess why you want to send in humane help, or you want to be in politics? Guess why? Because someone came and showed you a picture, and your dream is based upon that. Listen, rewind, understand who placed the seed of your dream inside of you. Figure out where these images come from. Apparently, it's just someone's. That dirtied our mind, and I'm not talking about into the crowd again. I am speaking to the trailblazers. I'm speaking to those people that they have been born. God has given birth to them, so they can be born here in this radiation. Why? Because you'll be brighter. The darker things around you, the brighter your light will be. So don't even worry about yourself. Mission of the devil, listen here. Mission of the devil always is not to knock your eyes out. Mission of the devil is always in for you to see wrong things. Have you ever thought about that? I say, Lord, I caught myself in the process of creation. Right now you're sitting there and you're creating. You're creating laziness. You're creating whatever. Everything that you're doing, this is creation, even though it could be nothing. Then you've created nothing. Because to create nothing, you need to do something. You need to sit down and not do anything. This is what you created right now. You've created nothing. By the way, for some people, this is a great revelation. How can you create nothing? You'll probably receive a reward for this creation. You have so much nothing. Mountains of nothing.
Mission of the devil is
not that the church would not see, but for church to see wrong things. And this way, government of Satan is indestructible, and he is growing upon this earth because he does what he wants. He, for his ministers, he shows what needs to be shown. And for you, he shows other things. What? You're going to feed the poor? I'm not against that. But maybe there's something else. Jesus, yeah, helped the poor, amen. But he probably did something else between that, didn't he? With his disciples. Beloved, we have to understand one thing. Someone was standing before us that painted us this wrong picture. In your mind, in your subconsciousness, in your dream, right now, is based upon some sort of religious nonsense. We're not talking about things, feeding the poor and giving them things and being in politics. Joseph was in politics. Who placed him in there? Joseph did not climb up onto a pyramid and say, guys, right now I'm going to tell you how you should vote. What? If he chose you to be Joseph, there will be no other Joseph. Do not create press conferences and teach people how to be Josephs. Hello? I need votes. You don't need votes. You need only one vote. If he will say it, we're going to vote for him. He's going to be elected. No matter what they come up with, you will be in that position. You will be with his glory. And you will create the rules on this earth. Not because you went through the votes of the Pentecostal churches. All the Pentecostal people voted for me. They just fill out the ballot and threw it away in there, into the voting booth. Oh, yeah, it's harsh. Yeah, I was gone for 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I will explain everything. Listen. You know why Joseph was dangerous to the devil? Because he saw...
Oh, stop.
Why? Look, there were other brothers, right, besides Joseph. Why? Not a single hair fell off their heads. But with this guy, there was horror after horror. Something was always going on. Because the devil knows. Yeah, these were dreams, childhood dreams, but do you even have those childhood dreams from him? Do you have a crazy dream that does not fit into anybody's head? Do you have something that will show you as a son or daughter? A time of a crowd is finishing, and the whole crowd said, you have to listen. Can't sleep. Joseph became dangerous to the devil. You think that all these things that were going against him were from God? No. God does not tempt his children this way. He tries them, he puts them through trials, he'll see if he will bring a sacrifice, but he will never place a prostitute on your path, attacks of the enemy, but here God uses that to test the heart. David, remember one moment, he could not withstand that one time. Oh God, sorry, David totally missed it. Sometimes it happens. Watch too many movies. Look. You know why Abraham became very dangerous? Because he saw church. When I start reading the whole Bible and remember all of the apostles, all the fathers of faith, I am shocked. They all saw. Ask your leader a question. I'm speaking into the camera right now. What does he see? If he sees a toilet, run away from that. If he sees new buildings, run away. If he sees nonsense, he has to see the Father that creates, God that moves upon this earth. Even if he does not have it, I mean, does he see it? I'm not saying that we have everything, church. I'm saying that we have a secret, that thing that a lot of people don't have is the fact that we do see, we dream. Oh, Jesus. Abraham saw his children, he saw the nations, and the plan of the devil was quite creative. Give a son that was not promised by the one who promised. He wasn't promised to him, and here is a small shifting of the figures on the game board, and there's this individual that is born. You know what's the scariest thing? Abraham no longer wants a son. He was calm. That's it. You think this is from God? No. This is an attack against that thing that you see. Abraham, this is an attack against what you saw. It's an attack against what has been given to you. Some people, it's not a problem for them that what God has promised, but the problem is in the fact that they have become content with those things that the Lord did not promise. It's okay? You guys are getting it? You have accepted that what is not of God. It will be very similar. The devil came to Jesus. Who doesn't know this story? 1, 2, 3 times. Why don't you bow down, make the rock into the bread, and so on? What? What? What are you going against, devil? He's going against those who see. You know why temptation was this way? Because this is what Jesus saw. You know, for Abraham, they didn't give him a girl. We have nothing against daughters, but there was a promise in a son. Son, I'm speaking to wise people right now that are sitting right now with that, what has been given to them, the fake. And you're somewhat happy, but then inside, everything goes against it and says, no, this is not it. What is this position of a pastor that was given to me just now? And the ones that have, ordained me are blind like me. And I'm going to be here with them? Yeah, no further than that, because right now you're doing what they have shown you. Oh, is that how I am? Yeah. I'm just tired of seeing what people see. I want to see what God sees. Daddy, please, let's just be, just shut myself in. And I have masses of time. I always shut myself in. I love to be by myself. I said, show me. I will not leave until I see. This is why Transformation Center is going as it's going. Because we see, we don't let anything or anyone prevent our, you know, move forward. You know how easy it is to knock someone off? Those that don't see, but those that do see, they are dangerous. And to knock them out of this path, you have to give them something that looks alike, like what has been promised. Today's message is not for children. It's for those that have lived through certain things, and they understand. I'm speaking to the trailblazers, to the pioneers, to the champions that are right now fighting the devil. The devil might give you a wrong dream. He'll give you Ishmael. He'll give you whatever he can, as long as you will stay content with it. Everything that he does, he steals your time, and when time has been stolen, you cannot return it. Yeah, it's a harsh message, but it will bring you into yourself and you'll understand. First of all, I receive this message and I understand. Look, church, you don't need to command it to live according to the rules of the heavenly realm. No, what the devil needs to do is that the wrong images would always be before the eyes of the church and its leaders, and wrong creation would be available. It would be created just at the right time, send people into the church that don't see or see wrong things. And today we church G12, it doesn't work. Today we are church of Yankicho. Today we are, tomorrow we'll be a church of missionaries. Then we are church of full gospel. Who are you? You're a hybrid. You know who does this nonsense? The ones that never seen. And every time when anointed men come in the anointing of apostles, and now that church becomes a church of apostles. And then someone comes in with a vision of G12 and you're a G12 church. No, you don't see. So that's why it's so easy for you to switch gears and shift visions. You know, it has to be the same way in your family, in that place where you work. You have to see, this is yours. Where is it taking you? Have you seen the end results of your business? Have you seen the end result of your messages? Have you seen the end result of your family? Do you have a vision? Not just vision and you're wishing for something, but do you see? Oh, I'm following the crowd. If you're following the crowd, another crowd will take you somewhere else. And we've seen this in our center many times. Hallelujah. No, it's of God. Is this from God? From God? No, it's not from God. Yeah, it's from God. Yes, it is. Who is it from then? Make up your mind. Look. Church of Christ does not know who it is because it has not been shown who it is. Can you imagine? I'm sitting and talking to God, and he says, Sonny, you can't even imagine how many times I've tried to raise up prophets that have to bring a standard in, and every time this prophet is bought or pointed in the wrong direction, and there's, you know, you could just count these prophets on your hands, those that are truthful and are really from God. They're, we invite them into the church, we read their books, we are in love with the spirit of these people. Oh, Jesus. This is the most important principle of my life. I will not be where I don't see myself. I know this way, church. Only Dmitry knows what I'm talking about here. No matter where we would go, there are masses of invitations. I get on my knees and I say, do I see it? No, I don't see it. Then I will never go. I have to see the Father. Believe me. Dmitry was a witness when the people were giving us money, any money. As long as we'd come, we'll pay you anything, just come. Just do this conference seminar here. No, I don't see myself doing it. You hear me? Beloved, believe me, you have to see. How do I see Christianity sells itself for so cheap? And what's even scarier is those have been placed by God. They can't be bought for a small price, and God has invested his dream in there. And it's so easy for the devil to just turn their paths around because it looks so similar to what God has promised. Oh, church, I want you to listen to me with your heart today, not with just your mind. Listen to me with your heart, because I'm telling you, just ask God to see. To see. God, show me. Don't you dare move anywhere until you see. This is what separates the successful ministries from those that have a downfall and will fall. And I ask you a question. Do you see? If you say no, then I won't see you very soon. As well. Awesome, right? Write that down. That is why Christ was teaching and praying this way. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. He was praying, God, not what I want. I'm praying, what do you want? Jesus, by being in the Garden of Gethsemane, you remember these words, he said, let this cup pass me by. He said it as a human, Jesus as a human, and then God, Jesus, said another phrase. You know why he said another phrase? Because God, Jesus, he knew why he's here, church. He saw and he told his disciples, I need to be crucified. And he said more than once, there were moments where they tried to stop him. You know why? He went against Peter than other Pharisees. He was a little harsh with Peter. He said, devil, get behind me, because he came close to that image that Jesus saw that was from the Father. You have to guard that thing that you see, that image. You have to hold on to it with your hands and your teeth. Your spirit should never give in to the second best. You should never, ever connect yourself to the weak people. How do you know if they're weak? Look at their past, look at their fruit, and you'll see who they are. It's quite simple. It's quite simple. I tell you the truth, I will only go into those places where in the spirit I've done it all. It might sound strange, but I tell you the truth. You know why? When I go somewhere, I know that this will be a great bomb of the glory. It will be reformation. Because I've seen myself there, I've preached there, and I know what level of fire should be delivered in that place. We're not playing Russian roulette here, church. We're not playing, what if maybe it'll fire, a revival will break out, or something will explode somewhere. What if not? You have to go and know that this is what's going to happen. There will be an explosion. There will be reformation. There will be change, because we, in the spirit, we've seen it all. We've experienced it. My spirit has been in there. It might be a strange thing, but I tell you the truth. Secret, my spirit has been there. How? I don't know. I don't know. Jesus said, I see the Father creates. We'll read the scripture. Listen. John 5:17. We always go through it, but that was the backbone of Jesus' ministry. Backbone, the most important thing in the ministry of Jesus, and he talked about it everywhere and always. Church ignores this. You know why church ignores this? Because they don't understand what this is. To understand this, you have to see. So, John 5:17. I'll read from the New Translation. Old is a little bit different, but it'll do. But Jesus answered them, my Father has worked even until now. He has never ceased working. He is still working. And I too must be at divine work. How do you know? Number one, Jesus never said anything upon this earth that you cannot achieve. Remember that. Jesus didn't come, show off like I'm so cool, look what I can do, and you will never do this. It didn't happen that way. Jesus brought onto this earth those things that you can adapt, and at the end of his life he said, sorry guys, I forgot to say, you'll do even greater things than this. Church, we have to transform into supernatural substance. We have to.
Oh,
soon we will see it. Some already see it. Beloved, more anointing, more anointing. You don't need more anointing. When there is a prayer and some sort of fire is burning and his ark is here, his glory is here, ask him to show you. As soon as you'll see it, this will transform your understanding, and your dream will be born automatically. Give God glory. Oh, Jesus. Verse 18. This made the Jews more determined than ever to kill him, to do away with him. Of course, it was their business to kill. Because he not only was breaking, weakening, violating the Sabbath, but he actually was speaking of God as being, in special sense, his own father, making himself equal, putting himself on a level with God. Number 19. So Jesus answered them. Look, remember this phrase, church, in the Bible. Just underline it by the scholar that you just by accident see it and reread it always. Write it somewhere. This is a backbone of our life.
Look,
Jesus told them. So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing of himself. You know why we can? Because we don't see the right things. Church, here, it's quite deeper than you actually think. Jesus cannot? How is that? How is that he cannot? He can do all things in Christ who strengthens me, even some sort of nonsense. I can do all things. And here Jesus says, I can't. How is that? Try it. Listen. So, Son is able to do nothing of himself, of his own accord, of his own will. How I am dreaming for this to come back into the church. There is no longer our will. We don't see anything. The best could be, we don't even want it. What do you want? I want what he wants and what he shows. If he's not showing you anything, go rest. Until he shows you something. Why are you pushing and pushing? Look. He is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. Look. What the Father is doing. Jesus says, nothing. You know why you can just make this your rock, the foundation of your ministry, not disciples, but ministry of Jesus, because there was nothing from himself as a human. All of the sayings, even the mean sayings towards the religion, he saw the Father created and said, you hear me? Everything, every single letter, every single word, everything. Remember, except there was one thing. He did not commit it. He just thought of it. Let this cup pass me by. And right away, the vision of God takes over and says, no, let not my will, but your will be done. And he goes back into that flow where he was, for what he was born to do. He decides to go into death. Why? Because he died from the very beginning, before the creation of the world. He has been sacrificed. has all been finished. I tell you, in your life, everything is finished. You have to see what you have to do and where you have to enter. Right now, I just threw a bomb at you. If you didn't understand it, well, praise the Lord. Some sit here and they're totally clueless. Beloved, you can't even imagine what sort of words and things I'm saying right now. Buy a CD and listen to it again. Listen. He sees and does how he sees. He sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way. Exactly this way. Why? Why did you treat this woman this way, calling her a dog? Or why? Why? This is the will of the Father. And then it catches him. And I see how it catches not just the heart of Jesus, but the heart of the Father. And Jesus then releases what he sees the Father do. You know what? It just overtook him. And he said, you know what? He saw what the Father was saying. He said, your daughter is healed. Go. Verse 20. This is a secret. The Father dearly loves the Son. You know, simple question. Does Daddy love you? You know what I was amazed at? Some are not sure. Majority of the church are not even sure if the Father loves them. And you want to accomplish something in this life, you have to be rooted in this, that this love is unmovable, unshakable, never and ever. Your sins that you will commit still in the future will never move His love. Otherwise, it would not be complete love. So what, should I sin? No, you should get more brain. Get more brains. It's for those that think, oh, Daddy loves me, I could go and do all things. I'm not talking about idiots here. I'm talking about children that will never do anything painful to their father. And sin is painful. Listen. Father dearly loves the Son and discloses to show Him everything that He Himself does. You can just imagine. Do you even know what this scripture is? It explodes me on the inside. Father does not hide anything from His children. So why do people not know anything? Don't know anything because they're not children yet. Are we getting it? Why is it that I don't know anything? Look in there. You are far from the kingdom of heaven. I pray in tongues. So what? So what? Everybody prays in tongues. Even Satanists, they got their tongues. What does that got to do with anything? Religion painted different picture. You believe in the wrong God. You don't know your Father. You have not experienced His love. You don't see what He does. You don't understand who you are. You don't know what is the church. Who she is, you don't know. You sit there and you're thinking, what if, what's going to happen tomorrow? You're living with this big if in your life. And maybe you wake up and say, God, what is happening? Show me. When Jesus came to me 19 years ago, everything that I told Him, show me who am I? Who am I? I didn't even know. Then, later on, I understood. I could have asked to just show me something else. I said, Lord, show me who I am. That was the biggest revelation of my life. To this day, my life is based upon the things that I've seen. My ministry is based, my whole life is based upon the things that I've seen. Where is your life based upon? And what the pastor sees? Wrong. Well, you see, right, yeah, I see for myself, right? I don't know about you, for others. I tell you, you have to see for yourself. The time of this great crowds of sheep and rams is over. You have to be a son or daughter. You have to answer for your actions. You have to encounter Him personally. This is who God trains, champions, trailblazers. Stop trusting people and following people. Father dearly loves the Son and discloses and shows Him everything that He does Himself. I said, God, please, just be so close to me that there will be no secrets between you and me, no mysteries. Your children, in your house know everything? What you do? Everything that's in your fridge,
even
the things that you think he does not know, he knows. I know, I have three kids. I say, daughter, go and get this and that. She says, yeah, right there on that shelf. And I say, how do you know? They know everything. Because they've been there about five times. Daddy does not hide anything from his children. What house, whose house do you live in? Father discloses and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will disclose to him, let him see greater things yet than these, so that you may marvel and be full of wonder and astonishment. God loves to wonder bring wonder to his children. He said, you love this? Just wait, what I'll show you tomorrow and after tomorrow. You'll be shocked. What's going to happen in a year with you? I don't hide anything from my children. And within time, as they grow and they mature, they will move in greater things that I do as they grow, because they live in the house of their loving Father. This is what I'm saying into the church right now. We have a Father, and time has come to go back to Him. Time has come to learn to see not what has been shown to you by others. Right now, we're going to adopt children, all of us. Did God tell you? You know what? I see people going to politics, like rows and rows of people. Who's going to send people onto the streets to cleanse the lepers? How about praying for healing? Who's going to do that? Who's going to do what Christ did? Oh, brother, God did not reveal this to us. That means you live in the wrong house. That's it. Listen. He will let him see even greater things that you may marvel and wonder. And 21, just as the Father raises up the dead. What? I'm not getting this. Jesus. Rephrase. Where are the dead? Where? What? Angels sometimes fall? Dead? What? Is there a hospital up in heaven? What does the daddy do? Just resurrect the angels up there? What happens? Everything that I do means that Father has to do this first. And this is what I'm telling you. I'm just nailing this nail on the head, and I tell you, did you open the home group? Did the Father open it? If you opened up a church, did the Father open it? Even if you went into politics, which is 100% calls people into that area as well, and God calls people everywhere, but was the Father there? Did you see him there? Joseph was a small teenager, but the Father was already there. He was there in the house of the Pharaoh. Pharaoh was not there, you know. A father saw it already. My question for you is, the place where you're heading, was the Father there? Did you see yourself moving? You know why some of you see these crazy dreams where you move in the glory, you lay hands on the sick, you cast out demons? God shows you where He is at. He shows you supernatural things, and you come and ask from the flesh and blood? Ew. Pastor, what are you thinking about this? You know, pastor's mind could be messed up. He's thinking how to hold on to this position. That's it. That's all that's in his mind. He's not thinking anything. He really does not care about your fire, about your prayer group. What he's waiting for is that no one takes his position in his church. What are you laughing at? What? Did I get somewhere? It's all good. It's all good. I'm telling you the truth. I'm holding myself back. Once I break loose, you'll see it. Because this is the truth. This is the truth. I was born there and I grew up there. Nobody needs what you received of God, because this, your fellow brother or deacon will say, this is not of God. Why? Because they don't like you, because you spend three times as much time in the presence of God, and you are more spiritually grown than they are. You are spreading chaos. Yeah, maybe against idiots. Against the blind. Not just chaos, revolution. Revolution. All this nonsense needs to move. You think we're joking around? We're playing games? We are changing the way Christianity is moving. Wake up. You think we're playing kindergarten here? No. I'm saying that people need to raise up those that will see in all nations and all people all over the earth that really don't care what everybody thinks. They say, I saw the Father that creates, and this is what He does. This is who I'm speaking into today. Not to lazy no-doers. They say, let's preach theological teachings and we'll prove that this is not of God. Turn it off. Don't watch this. Don't irritate yourself. Because your head cannot fit me in. I've seen it. You know what? I need windshield wipers for my iPod. iPad, I spit so much. Message, I'm running out of time. Just as the Father raises up the dead and gives them life, makes them live on, even so the Son also gives life to whoever He wills and is pleased to give it. And this is it, identification with heaven, going one and one. Father does not tell you what He's not dreaming about for you to achieve. You will achieve it. You will see how He sees. You have to just cut off all this compromise out of your life. Listen. I believe that right now, generation is raising up that sees and hears, and they are in the spirit realm. You know what? When I preach, everyone who writes, they say, we think the same way. You just confirmed what we think. You know what? We're not raising up this generation. We might look this way. We are speaking to the hearts of those that already have it on the inside of them. Yeah, you look at me and you say, you're not telling me anything new, but yet it's fresh, it's telling me something. Yeah, because you're exactly the same as me. You have to do what I do in my life. Just get on fire. Come out of this compromise. Even if the price will be harsh and painful, pay it, don't pay attention. That fruit that will come afterwards, you say, Lord, I'll pay twice as much to see this. His harvest, beloved, everything that you lose in this life is only for a short time. I guarantee you, Daddy will just bring us all together in heaven. We'll all be friends. What, you don't believe me? You don't believe me? They will no longer be angry at me. They'll say, I'm so sorry. Can you please forgive me? Right? That is why they go against me. They get mad. I say, that's okay, guys. It's okay. Just worry about your soul. And when we get into heaven together, we'll all be friends. Daddy will place us all in a circle and say, you will not go into Jerusalem until you forgive them. Ask for forgiveness now. You know how, like children, that's how we are. Even those who hate us, they're not going to hell. They just don't see. You don't need to be angry at them. We'll all be friends later on. Otherwise, we won't visit the New Jerusalem with Daddy. We bless everybody automatically. I bless everybody. Because I want to live eternally. That's why I forgive everyone. Let them go. You didn't even come up with anything to do against me that I did not forgive. Why? Because, you know, I don't want to go through that in heaven. Again, here we go again.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's back on. Hallelujah. No.
Nope.
Are you receiving something for yourself, church? Give God glory. He's alive. When you come into His presence, everything comes alive. You start to experience everything that He wants you to experience. Oh, Jesus. Look. Right now, generation is raising up that sees and hears. It will not see. It sees now, and they are in the spirit realm. And then later on, they activate those things that they see. But don't be confused. No. Thank you. You know what? There will be an encounter with the fleshy church, and it builds things wrong, and it sees things wrong. And you know what God told me? He told me, Sonny, get ready what I'm going to tell you right now. All the giants that went against Israel, they did not destroy as many people as those that were next to Israel in the desert. And God told me, the most dangerous enemies, it's those who live with you. He said that. Beloved, listen to me here. Why? Let's read that. The biggest defeat came not from the giants in the promised land, but from the old generation that saw wrong things and moved in the wrong direction. They could have been in the promised land 40 years before, but what they did, they were in the desert all that time. Listen to me very carefully. Right now there's a key phrase coming. From this old generation that saw wrong things, they were moving in the wrong direction. They held back the promises of God for 40 years. And now I want to ask you a question. How long did your relatives hold back the promises of God in your life? How long? How many years will you rot in those things that are not of God? How many years will you bow down to idols? How many years will you wait for the things that have meant to die will change? It will not change. How many years? How long? How long? And God told me, you think that your most dangerous battle is there? No, it's here. He told me, not the giants, not Nephilims, the old generation destroys themselves. Yeah, those 10 people that went and saw the wrong things, they answered for the whole nation, and they showed the wrong image. Surveyors, you know, that they saw the land. Do we know why the Jewish people separated Caleb and Joshua and the others? Because others saw one thing, and this is what I'm telling you right now. Caleb and Joshua, they saw what the Father was creating. Together, they could have dealt with those giants. The Father would have sent them. They would have dealt with that. But the other 10 saw their own picture. I want to ask you a question. Where are you right now? Not here physically. There are those, maybe watch me, even those, maybe some of you who sit here. Who is placing images in your life right now? You know what I want to do right now? I don't want to say, let's come with me to the promised land. I say, guys, just go there yourself one time. Just go one time. To heaven, just go, ascend, and once you see all of that, you'll say, you know what? This is more beautiful. That's it. We're fighting against the giants, against the Nephilim. You think that your biggest battle is somewhere out there? No. Your biggest battle is in your house, amongst your relatives, the close ones, because this is holding your life. Jesus said, enemies to the man are his family. You still don't get what Jesus told you? I came and brought a sword. Wake up. Not peace. Who's calling to peace? Religion. Let's wake up, okay, and read the Bible again, huh? And the enemies of the man are his household, his family. Not here, there, the ones that are close to you. Because he destroys your destiny, he is holding you back on a leash. You think the attack is somewhere out there? The scariest attack is coming against you right now in your life. You're not doing anything. You see wrong things, you're moving with wrong people in the wrong direction. Peter saw Christ that was walking on water, and he walked himself. Elisha saw Elijah that was in the fiery chariot and received what he wanted. God cannot give you a dream that is not based upon anything, because this dream is always based on a vision. You know what? I'm going into the root of dreams right now. We always preach about and talk about dreams and visions, but it has to be based upon an image. The thing that you've seen, it will move you all of your life. That is why no one ever, ever, from people that walked upon this earth, flesh and blood, will never place their image in my mind. Never, never into my spirit, into my subconsciousness. It is only done exclusively by God, and I wish that upon you as well. Only by God. At first, yes, I could be a leader for you for a certain amount of time, but then you have to go to the promised land yourself, and you have to see for yourself that what I say is not somewhere in the future. It's right now, here, and we take it right now. God cannot just simply give you an image or a vision that's based on nothing, because visions and this dream is based upon vision, the things that you've seen, or what most things that you, the things that you ask for. Just ask for God to give you that image of what you were born to do. And once you see that, that dream will be in there in you. You'll become pregnant with it. As soon as you see a good car, you're not going to, you don't say right now, I'm getting into this process of birthing, or at least, you know, getting impregnated with this dream of getting this car. No. You get in the car and you say, oh, I want this car. Process is fast, right? You don't need to, you know, put much effort into it. All you have to do is see it. And this is my message. Just see. Not what the brother Stephen shows you, but what Jesus Christ shows you, what the eyes of the Holy Spirit show you. I want to see that supernatural, because I want to do supernatural and live in supernatural. I've seen it enough of help for the poor and all this other stuff, wheelchairs for the needy. You know what? I've seen enough. Isn't that better to move in the supernatural than feeding Africa? We're trying to do things by our fleshy things. God has his own methods, his methods of accomplishing things, to do the same thing, but not with our flesh, but by his word that we've seen in the spirit, that was shown by the Father. And yet accomplish the same thing, greater result. Look, never. Never let any man or woman speak into your life. You have to see it. I just want you to just receive this with your heart. Don't let any man or woman show you.
Пусть это будет 10 лет. Пусть это будет 20 лет. Дождись, пока Бог покажет. Потому что пока тот будет кормить своими руками, у тебя один поток все сделает. Меня кто-то понимает здесь? Или я сам по себе тут отрываюсь? Дорогие, я просто хочу еще раз и еще раз сказать, когда вы идете в шоу, что вы хотите. Если вы это не увидели, отворачивайтесь. Это просто трата времени, убийство.
Turn around and go to the place where you will see. You have to see Father creating. Father creating.
Бог покажет тебе.
God will show you.
Именно то, что Он хочет, и это будет.
Those things that He wants.
Что многие не будут понимать или принимать.
Those things that not a lot of people will understand.
Уже будет все равно.
But you will not care, because you have seen the blueprints. Because God showed you those.
Равно, I don't care what people think.
Because I saw blueprints that God showed me for my generation.
And I'm going there.
And I'm building by it. And I don't care if you're coming with me or not. I saw it, the blueprints of God. And I want you to see blueprints as well.
Бог показал Аврааму его детей,
Abraham,
как песку на берегу морском. Ты когда-нибудь ходил? Тебе когда-нибудь Бог просто показывал? Авраам идет,
did
он говорит,
God ever
хорошо,
God was walking,
песка,
Abraham,
много,
he was walking on the beach, the sand.
Столько детей будет.
This is how many kids you're going to have, as much as sand.
И эта картина зашла в его разум.
And that picture was
Бог
in his
кормить твою мечту,
soul, in his spirit.
Твою мечту должен кормить сам Бог, поэтому ты должен
dream is supposed to be fed by God.
Не религиозное уединение, которое нас научили, это отмороженное все. А именно жизнь.
But
где
life,
ты в машине, где ты дома, где ты на кухне,
when you're
где
alone,
ты где угодно,
praying,
на работе, отошел
in the car,
в сторону,
the house,
и ты покажи мне, Отец,
and you ask
покажи
God,
мне,
show me,
потому
show
что
me.
Если ты не покажешь,
because
я
if
свет,
me,
не достигну ничего.
I won't get anywhere. I won't reach.
Дьявол будет легко поймать нас, если мы
devil will, it will be easy for devil to
take over us. God showed Joseph in his dreams the kingdom and all others. There's no time.
Никогда не двигайся, пока не увидишь.
Don't move before you see. And how long will we have to wait? Don't move before you see. Give God glory. Let's just stand up. Let's just stand up.
Просто попроси его, скажи, любимый.
Just ask him.
Покажи мне.
Show
me. Покажи мне.
Show me.
Любимый, покажи мне. Просто закройте глаза,
Show
поднимите
me.
Руки. Я не
Close
хочу,
your eyes.
Это было очередным
Raise
воскресным
your
служением. Ты едешь
свою
курицу, и пюре.
Sunday.
Я хочу, чтобы ты сейчас реально
I just want you to really say, Lord, I don't see. Be honest.
Знаете, дорогие, я просто много лет назад я начал орать Бог. Я
Many years ago, and I said, I don't see anything. God is not
going to
give you something if
Бог не
he
может
doesn't
вложить,
see.
Он не будет,
He's
он
not going to put in something you don't want.
Но когда ты от сердца попросишь Дух Святой, я не вижу.
Spirit, I want, and I don't see.
Об этом должны молиться пастора, которые
This
смотрят меня, лидера, будущих движений.
That watch
я
me
не вижу.
For the future movement. I don't see.
Покажи мне.
Show me.
Я не знаю.
I don't know. I don't see.
Я слеп без тебя.
I'm
То, что мне показали,
you.
Этот человек,
things,
этот человек, этот
me.
Человек. Я
Those
хочу видеть тебя. Я хочу слышать тебя.
I want to hear you.
Я хочу понимать,
I
то, что показываешь ты. Я хочу
show.
На земле жить, как жил Христос,
I want to live
как жили ученики.
Like Jesus
то, что они творили, они
like
видели.
Did what they were
они
creating.
Видели.
They saw.
Иисус,
Jesus,
научи нас ходить
teach us
видением.
To walk in vision.
In
vision.
Бог, я прошу тебя, научи нас ходить.
Lord, I ask
видением.
You to walk
то, что ты
and see.
Нам.
Walk and see what you show us.
Бог, я прошу тебя,
God, I ask you.
Коснись моего поколения, церковь, задержитесь. Давайте сейчас просто помолимся.
Let's just
просто от сердца
pray
помолимся.
Out of our heart.
Я знаю, мы церковь молитвенная, мы с вами
I know
любим
we church that like to pray.
Просто молитесь сейчас
Let's just
о поколении,
pray out of our
hearts
for generations that have to see.
Поколение, которое должно
Generation
увидеть.
That has to see.
Pray for those who are listening
and watching us online because this is a call for them. God, I ask you to show. Show your kids. Show your children. Promise land. Show with your eyes. With your eyes. Let us see with your eyes. With your eyes.
Oh, Господь.
Jesus, Lord.
Господь.
Lord, I ask. Yes, we carry this generation. We speak to our generation. Lord, open our eyes. Open our eyes. Come up front. And let's just take a few minutes and pray. Let's just come out. And a few minutes to pray. And you pray for your nation. Lord, open our eyes. Ask Him. Ask Him. Open our eyes. Open the eyes of our generation. Open the eyes of our generation. Ask Him. Ask Him.